USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the Omicron variant of COVID-19 was announced out of South Africa on Friday, many leaders around the world are considering lockdown modes again. A one-size-fits-all response to something that affects all people differently. NIH doctor Francis Collins on CNN says we don't know the science behind Omicron in just 3 days.
How severe would it be? We have no data so far to suggest that it would be. There's even a bit of a report from South Africa that maybe people with this are milder than the usual case.
Dr. Anthony Fauci on CBS News says he is science and knows best for all Americans.
So if they get up and criticize science, nobody's going to know what they're talking about. But if they get up and really aim their bullets at Tony Fauci, well, people could recognize there's a person there. So it's easy to criticize, but they're really criticizing science because I represent science.
We are USA Radio News.
Right now, we are being joined by Emily Dalton-Smith, who happens to be the head of social impact with Meta, and she is joining us to share with us how we can get involved in Giving Tuesday. Emily, take it away.
As another pandemic year begins to wind down, we want to focus on the goodness we see across our platforms. The power of social connection is changing how people give back to their communities, and I'm really excited to see how people will get involved this Giving Tuesday. I'm also proud Meta is supporting what's important to our community by matching up to $8 million in donations made to nonprofits. Whether you're supporting a Black-owned business through Buy Black Friday, donating to a stranger's fundraiser about a cause you love, or doing something completely different, I really hope people will consider giving. It can make all the difference in the world for someone and can be pretty impactful for the giver, too.
And Emily, where can we go for more information?
You can check out all the details on how Meta is encouraging giving back this holiday season by visiting fb.me/givingseason2021.
The very expensive partisan social spending bill President Biden refers to as Build Back Better has zero Republican support because they say it's not good for America.
Federal lawmakers back on Capitol Hill this week, and they'll immediately be tackling the Build Back Better bill that President Biden's been pushing. Senator Amy Klobuchar, the Democrat from Minnesota, says there's been a lot of talk that Joe Manchin, the U.S. Senator from West Virginia, who often sides with Republicans, is going to help see to it that this bill doesn't pass. Klobuchar saying on ABC's This Week,
Senator Manchin is still at the negotiating table, talking to us every day, talking to us about voting rights. He is talking to us about this bill. And the first part is the defense bill and a bridge to the budget. Vast majority of senators support that. We'll get that done.
With Manchin's vote so critical to Democrats, Republicans are hoping he will torpedo the bill. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
A bipartisan group of House of Representatives arrived in Taiwan Thursday night for meetings with senior leaders, including President Tsai Ing-wen, in a showing that the United States is behind an independent Taiwan. The delegation includes reps from Michigan, two from California, Texas, and South Carolina. Journalist Gordon Chang on Newsmax says how the White House responds is paramount to what will happen in Taiwan.
We talk about strategic ambiguity or strategic clarity, the two poles, but what's happening right now is we've got a policy which isn't ambiguous, not clear as well, but the point is we're moving toward the strategic clarity end of the spectrum. That's a very good thing. That means Beijing will know what we want to do, and we have seen this throughout not only this administration, but also the Trump administration. We see the United States moving much closer to a defense of Taiwan, and if we make a clear commitment to defend Taiwan, if we offer a mutual defense treaty to Taiwan, there will be no war because China will be deterred. There will be war if we are unclear, and that's my great concern, because although Biden himself has expressed some pretty good sentiments on Taiwan, his administration have walked them back, and Beijing has seen the disarray in the White House and in the Pentagon. They don't respect Biden generally after Afghanistan, so Taiwan becomes the test of credibility of the U.S., and right now we are seeing Beijing almost daily testing the Biden administration over the island republic.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.